Welcome to KNKX Studio Session Shorts, the stories behind the music, interviews from our vast archive of studio session performances over more than 15 years. KNKX jazz host Paige Hansen was on hand to welcome an iconic Northwest jazz singer to our studios and heard stories about this remarkable artist's long career in the Northwest and her unconventional upbringing.
For this edition of Studio Session Shorts, we look back on Greta Matassa's recent studio session, where she talked about how she found her love of singing, and it involved a crush on a boy.
You know, I was about 14 when I got into the Invitational Jazz Choir in high school. I guess I was a freshman in high school. And I only got into the choir. But before that, I was not interested in music at all. I was kind of a tomboy. My brother was a football player. So I spent the summer climbing trees, digging forts, and playing football. But I had a crush on the boy that was in choir. So I got into the choir. And I got nowhere with the boy, but I did find that I liked singing.
About the boy, there's trouble, and that's for certain. He's on my mind when really he shouldn't be. He looked my way one day, took my breath away, and started me thinking of things that should never be.
Music opportunities came knocking, and by the time Matassa was 15 years old, she'd formed a jazz group that was gigging at night, which made going to daytime classes difficult. So she quit high school and went into singing full-time.
And my parents, God love them, were very liberal, and they were artistic people, and they just said, you know, we don't know anything about whether you can make a living at this, but obviously you're good at it, and you want to find out about it. So my parents forged a fake ID for me. And they would go with me, and we would sneak into clubs. Well, not sneak, apparently. So we'd go into clubs and see, you know, Ernestine Anderson at Parnell's and Diane Schur when she was getting started, and Dee Daniels and all these people that I later got to know, so that I could look at what it was I was aspiring to do.
There's that welcoming sound when the evening comes round and the porch swings occupied by two old friends together.
Because at the time, in terms of education, there was nothing offered at college level that was anything like a vocational kind of thing that would tell me, you know, that it was a lot of music education, obviously, but nothing to tell me what it's like to make a living as a singer. So I'm self-taught, and I use that term kind of loosely to say I didn't go to school for this. I didn't have a voice teacher. I didn't go to college for it or anything like that. Not that there's anything, but in my day, I listened to records, copied what I heard, and started working professionally when I was 17 years old.
Green hills and the daffodils are smiling here in my garden.
Matassa doesn't read music and learned songs from listening to records, which she played over and over again.
If you learned orally the way I did, that was how I got deep with this music. If you just skim the surface the way that you're able to do now with this sort of immediacy, it doesn't actually go deep. I was telling you, Paige, I mean, I spent a year and a half with Blossom Deary, just studying her, listening to everything she did, going really, really deep into it, so that when I came out on the other side of that, I could steal from her what I wanted about what she does.
Matassa's career path has been successful for her, and between writing, singing, and teaching, those fortunate enough to enjoy her good-humored sensibilities on stage and off are indeed grateful.
And darling, I reach for you, my love, like a sunflower reaching for the heaven above.
I'm Paige Hansen.
Follow KNKX for more studio sessions and stories connecting you to jazz and blues. Until next time, I'm Abe Beeson.